You're listening to a message from Victory. In view of God's mercy, let us live out the gospel by loving God and others. Join us as we continue the book of Romans in our series, The Gospel Expressed.
Magandang araw po sa ating lahat, and we just want to welcome you to our online worship service. My name is Rumel and I'm one of your pastors here at Victory Metro East. We are now on the last chapter of the book of Romans, and this is the last week of our series, okay? And we are closing our study on this book after 22 weeks. Diba? Akalain niyo po, we have been going through the book of Romans for 22 weeks, and this would be the last Sunday for this series. And I will be reading at the start, Romans 16, verses 1 to 6, but we will proceed on to other verses as we move along in our message. And so let me read to you Romans 16, verses 1 to 6. It says here, I commend to you our sister Phoebe, a servant of the church at Cenchrea, that you may welcome her in the Lord in a way worthy of the saints and help her in whatever she may need from you, for she has been a patron of many and of myself as well. Greet Prisca and Aquila, my fellow workers in Christ Jesus, who risked their necks for my life, to whom not only I give thanks, but all the churches of the Gentiles give thanks as well. Greet also the church in their house. Greet my beloved Epanetus, who was the first convert to Christ in Asia. Greet Mary, who has worked hard for you. Let's just pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray that you would speak to us through your word. Lord, that indeed as a church community, we would learn to welcome one another, we would learn to honor one another, and we would learn to warn one another to fight for unity in our church, being united in you and being united in the mission that you've called us to do for your glory and glory alone. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. You know, as I was preparing for this message, you know, I remember an article that I've read in the past about can relationship boost longevity and well-being. This is an article from Harvard Health Publishing, and it says that Harvard research suggests meaningful relationships are a prescription for better emotional, mental, and physical health. Yan daw po ang nagagawa ng meaningful relationship. And this is an 8-decade okay, of research, no? And so they followed more than 700 men since they were teenagers in 1938, and more than 60 of the original participants now in their 90s are still taking part. And it boils down to several lessons about relationships. And so number one that they found out, no, is that social connections appear to be good for health, no? Kapag daw po tayo ay connected socially sa ibang tao, ito raw po ay maganda sa ating kalusugan. And people who are more socially connected to family, to friends, and community are happier, healthier, and live longer than people who are less well-connected. Okay, another thing that they found out is that loneliness appears to be toxic, no? Kapag daw po tayo ay malungkutan because we are isolated, they tend to be less happy and their health declines earlier in midlife, their brain function declines sooner, and they live shorter lives than people who are not lonely. And so, grabe po yung effect sa atin ng ating mga karelasyon sa buhay. And then they suggested what we can do, that it's not too late to develop close relationships. That might mean making new friends, okay, by joining a club or volunteering. It is also important to nurture and improve existing relationships with family, friends, and spouses. And then finally, okay, ito po yung magandang advice nila, no, that don't think of having close relationship as a chore. Hindi daw po siya trabaho or duty na kailangan natin gawin. Think of it as part of self-care, no? Siguro mahirap po yan sa mga introvert na tulad ko, no? Staying connected and involved is actually a form of taking care of yourself, just like exercise or eating right, says Dr. Waldinger. This is an important prescription for health. And so according to this Harvard study, makita po natin that community matters. Relationship matters. And if I would say, okay, being part of a church community matters. And this is what we're going to see in the last chapter of the book of Romans. And so dito po in chapter 16, ano, ang dami pong binati ni Paul ng mga tao, no? He greeted 26 individuals by name, as well as two unnamed saints. And he also greeted several churches that were meeting in homes. I mean, this is just amazing. Ang dami pong kakilala ni Paul sa church ng Rome, and he has never been in that city. Hindi pa siya napupunta ron, pero ang dami na po niya mga kakilala. Okay? And these are people he had known somewhere else in the Roman Empire. And ito no, even without the advent of internet, without the advent of social media, mobile phone, but only postal system, Paul still managed to keep himself connected with these people he met, even if they have moved to some place else. And so we have no excuse not to be connected today, ano? Kasi po, si Paul, ano, grabe, wala naman pong internet, walang social media, walang mobile phone, and yet, he managed to still be connected with these people he have met in the past, in different places in the Roman Empire, and tapos sumulat po siya ng letter, no? Alam po niya kung ano po yung mga nangyayari sa buhay nila, no? And so, we have no excuse not to be connected today. We have all the means necessary in this pandemic to be connected. Okay? And then hindi lang yun, ano? Sa simula, ang dami niyang binata. Even when he was closing this letter, he closed with greetings from several friends, 8 of them who were with him in Corinth when the letter was being written, ano? And so, grabe po, ano? Ang dami po talagang kaibigan ni Paul. Meaningful relationship, friends and church community. And he was not just winning souls and planting churches. Okay, he was making friends and establishing relationships with a lot of people, even if most of this were long-distance relationship. Ano? And so, grabe, no? Kay Paul po, gumagana po ang LDR. Long-distance relationship, no? And he did not try to live an isolated life, but a life that is connected to a church community. And is in as much as Paul was this anointed and chosen by Jesus, Jesus appeared to him personally and chose him. He was chosen by Jesus himself to be the apostles to the Gentiles. Paul understood that we cannot live this life alone. We needed one another. Paul indeed understood that we are better together. We are better together. No matter how anointed he was, no matter how good he was, no matter if Jesus was the one who personally saved him, showed himself to him, selected him to be the apostle to the Gentile, he basically understood that he won't do ministry alone. He won't do life alone. He shared his life with other people. He do ministry with other people. He walk with other people. Why? Because as a church, we are a sheep. And sheep does flock together. And so Paul didn't do things alone. He didn't operate alone. He was not a lone ranger. He always had a group, a band of brothers and sisters. Makikita po natin yung mamaya. And he always have a team. And that would lead us to the question, how connected are we in our church community? Okay, are there at least 4 people you can call? 4 people you can chat and pray with and talk with in this church community. Okay? Particularly in these times of crisis, how connected are we to a church community? You see, it is in these times of crisis that we would really learn the value of family and community. I remember some of our volunteers, ano, they're a couple, and sila po ay nasunugan ng bahay, ano? And naging malaki po yung damage sa bahay nila. But you see, they were not alone and they are not alone in this crisis that they are facing right now. Okay, they have friends, they have families, they have colleagues, and they have our church community. And so people prayed with them, helped them clean their house, rebuild their house. Friends who would lend them a laptop para po yung anak nila mapagpatuloy po yung pag-aaral. May mga tao nagdala ng grocery, tulong pinansyal. And it's just good to have a community in these times of crisis. People who would stand with you, people who will be there with you to encourage you. Okay? When members of our church who are breadwinners lost their jobs or got hit by COVID-19 and ang sitwasyon po nila, no work, no pay, we as a church community help out to those people in need by providing a little assistance, okay, for them for food and groceries. Supporting our medical frontliners, even policemen, okay, hospitals, providing alcohols for them, gloves, at times PPE, food packs, and vitamins, no? And so aside from praying for them, why? Because we are a community of believers. Again, one of our leaders, no, he was starting a business. And hindi pa po niya nalalaunch yung business niya, this pandemic hit. And hindi pa po siya nag-start, meron na po agad challenge, meron na po agad crisis. But in spite of that, he still helped out some of our exes financially and advised them to put up something. Probably a sari-sari store, online selling, mag-deliver po sila, buy and sell. And it definitely helped out our exes, at least have some means, para po makapag-provide po sila sa kanilang pamilya. And a whole lot of people, are sending out help to one another, remembering one another, not only in prayers, but in kinds just for them, just for them, to know and feel that in this crisis, we are not alone. That we are here for one another, that we are a church community, a spiritual family. And that's the value of relationship, the value of being part of a church community. You see, being part of a church community matters. It does matters a lot. And so if you are not yet part of any of our small groups, you may be missing a lot. And don't be surprised, no? Bakit parang, ba't walang tumatawag sa akin? Meron kami mga pinagdaanan sa buhay namin sa pamilya namin ngayon. May mga na-ospital sa aking pamilya. Pero bakit walang nag-encourage sa akin? Bakit walang nag-text sa akin? It probably could mean that we are not really connected in a church community. And so we are really encouraging you, if you're not yet part of any of our victory groups, please, let us know so we could contact you and connect you to some of our finest leaders. And so in this book, we would also learn, as a church community, how are we to treat one another? No? Paano po ba natin itatrato ang bawat isa in this church community? Well, number one, we could see that we are to welcome one another. No? Romans 16:1-2 says, I commend to you our sister Phoebe, a servant of the Lord at Cenchrea, that you may welcome her in the Lord in a way worthy of the saints and help her in whatever she may need from you, for she has been a patron, a helper, a benefactor of many, and of myself as well. And so makikita po natin dito, that Paul, was commending Phoebe, a sister, a servant of the Lord. She may probably be a single, wealthy businesswoman, and her name comes from Greek mythology, and so she was probably saved out of a Gentile pagan background. She was a servant, a deacon in the church, and this is probably because women before, served by visiting the sick, assisting the young women, and helping the poor. And it seems also that she was the one who was carrying this letter, to the Roman church. And most probably, he paid it for herself, that journey. And so Paul says, we got to welcome her, That Roman church should welcome her in the Lord in a way worthy of the saints, no? And so, how do we treat one another in the church community? Well, we got to be welcoming. Ibig pong sabihin ito, we are to receive someone with an open manner, with a warm reception. Okay, ito raw po ay pagbibigay ng mainit na pagtanggap, no? In the words of Olaf, we got to give warm hugs to people who are coming in our lives, no? And so, to give access to oneself, to welcome not just means taking people into our homes, sharing meals or activities together, but accepting people into our hearts and avoiding racial and economic discrimination. Why? Because when we look into the different names that Paul greeted, it was such a diverse group of people. Iba't ibang klase po ng tao yan, ano? Sabi po sa NLT Life Application Bible, Paul's personal greetings went to Romans and Greeks, Jews and Gentiles, men and women, prisoners, slaves and freedmen, and prominent citizens. The church base was broad, crossing cultural, social, and economic lines. And so, ganoon po ka-diverse yung mga tao in the church in Rome at that particular time. And so, PB and Epanitus were Gentiles. Prisca and Aquila, Andronicus and Junia, they were Jews, slaves. Paul mentioned Urbanus and Stachus. Were common names for slave and members of the royal household. And I just like how Romans 16:22-23 paint us a picture of a diverse group of people. Ano sabi po dito, no? In Romans 16:22-23, I, Tertius, no, who wrote this letter, greet you in the Lord. Erastus the city treasurer, and our brother Quartus greet you. No? Ang ibig po sabihin ng tertius, tertiary, parang pangatlo, no? And the other one is Quartus, ibig sabihin pang-apat, and they are not even the first or the second slave, they were the third and the fourth. And yet, Paul entrusted Tertius to write this letter accurately that will be given to the church in Rome. Though he was a slave, yet he was entrusted, okay, with this task of writing a letter for the Roman church. And then, of course, he called, okay, the fourth slave, Quartus, okay, as a brother. And along in this line of Paul commending and having greetings from slaves comes Erastus. And sino po si Erastus? Si Erastus po, okay, he's the city treasurer, an important public position. And so in the church and among Paul's circle of friends, you had low-level slaves right next to Erastus, the important official. Paul's friend included people of different social standing and welcomed all of them in his life. And so Paul displayed, okay, welcoming one another no matter what your background or status in life is. And so in this chapter, we would see a diverse group of people and all are welcome in the church community. And so the next question is, what brought this diverse group of people together? And we will find the answer in a phrase that Paul repeats 11 times in this chapter alone. Okay, and that phrase is in the Lord or in Christ. Makikita po natin in Romans 16, 1 to 3. No? You could see that PV, a servant of the church at Cenchrea, that you may welcome her in the Lord. And then greet Prisca and Aquila, my fellow workers in Christ Jesus. And then you would find again Romans 16 in 7 to 13. You would see they're in Christ. Okay, they were in Christ before me, my beloved in the Lord, fellow workers in Christ. Greet Apelles, who is approved in Christ. Greet those who belong into the family in the Lord. Okay, workers in the Lord. Work hard in the Lord. Okay, chosen in the Lord. And then in verse 22, greet you in the Lord. And Stephen Cole says, whether you are wealthy or poor, ordinary or important, male or female, no matter what your background, those eternal blessings are offered to you in Christ Jesus if you will trust in Him as your Savior. And what a tribute to the glorious gospel that saves ordinary lives, diverse people from every walk of life, and places them in Christ. Places them in Christ. That's what brought all these diverse people together. They are in Christ. And so a church is a group of diverse people who are united in the Lord. They're united in the Lord. And so let's be welcoming. In the same manner that Christ welcomed us, sabi nga po ni Pastor James, let us welcome one another. And so that's why in our church, and really by the grace of God, okay, one of our application is really to welcome our medical frontliners, no? And be of service to them. Ginawa na po natin ito in our centers sa Victory Fort when we converted, okay, some of our rooms and facilities as living quarters, a temporary shelter, okay, for our medical frontliners from the BG side, from Rizal Medical Center, from April to May. And now, guess what? Okay, we are again, okay, making our Victory Pasig in Kapasigan an 8-bed living quarters para sa ating mga frontliners. And Mayor Vico says, malaking tulong po ito para mapalapit ang mga health staff natin sa hospital. In fact, this is just a 1-minute walk. Diba? Isang minutong lakad, they could go there to our center in Victory Pasig in Kapasigan and be able to rest, just welcoming people. Because this is what a church should be. We should be a welcoming people. And so that's how we should treat other people and people in our church community. We ought to welcome one another. Not only welcome one another, we ought to honor one another. Romans 16, 1 to 13, no? A lot of verses here, okay? And so I commend to you our sister Phoebe, a servant of the church, okay? Sinabi rin niya rito, she has been a patron, a helper of many out, okay? And of myself as well, ano? And so he commended si Phoebe po, and then in verse 3, si Prisca and Aquila, they are his fellow workers. Okay, and they're not just fellow workers, they risk their necks, their lives, okay, for Paul. And not only that, ang sabi po ni Paul regarding Prisca and Aquila, all the churches of the Gentiles give thanks as well to Prisca and Aquila. And so he was just really lifting them up, honoring them before the Roman church. Okay, greet my beloved Epanetus, okay? And ano pong sinabi niya si kay doon sa tao na yan, ang hirap naman bigkasin ng pangalan niya. Okay, he was the first convert to Christ. And not only that, sabi niya si Mary, again, another isa na namang babae who has worked hard for you. And so Mary, a woman who worked hard for the kingdom of God, and Paul calls her Mary the Toiler, no? Grabe, yun yung pinangalan sa kanya ni Paul. She is one of the group of unknown women in the gospel who had the gifts of help. She could not teach or preach or evangelize, but she could work hard, and she did. Just using her giftings, and guess what? Paul saw her service for the Lord and just honored her. Okay, and then verse 7, greet Andronicus and Junia, my kinsmen. Okay, ibig sabihin, kapwa niya Jew, my fellow prisoners, and they are well known to the apostles, and they were in Christ before me. And so he's just honoring this couple. Okay? Na sila daw po ay relatives. Hindi lang sila relatives. Okay? Nagkasama rin daw po sila. Okay? Sa jail, ano? And so, this is that somewhere along the line, they shared a prison term together. And there is no better place to make friends than in prison, no? Kasi po, wala po kayong kawala. Walang choice. Magkakakilalan po talaga kayo dyan, ano? You have to get to know your fellow inmates. There's no escaping them. And so, they became friends and Paul speaks highly of them. Again, just honoring these people. And he even says, okay, that the 12 apostles in Jerusalem held them in high regard. And then, of course, in verse 8, si Ampliatus, no? Hindi po siya Ampalaya, okay? And he says, this is my beloved in the Lord. And so si Paul po, hindi po niya basta-basta ginagamit yung term na my beloved. It means this person. Okay, though a slave is very dear to Paul himself. And this man had a great ministry among the church in Rome and Paul endeared him by calling him my beloved in the Lord. And then of course, si greet Urbanus, our fellow worker in Christ, my beloved. Yan po, kayo na magbasa niyan. Si great Apelles who is approved in Christ. Grabe tong si Apelles, no? Whom Paul says has been tested. Not only tested, he was tested and approved in Christ. This man will forever be known as the man who have endured a testing in his faith and who stood against the pressure. Therefore, he had been approved in Christ. Grabe si Paul. Ang dami tong mga tao na to, he greet them by name. And hindi lang po niya ito binati by name. He had something to say that is good and honoring to these people. Greet those workers in the Lord. Trypanea. Basta yan. Tryposa. Parang mariposa po, no? Okay, greet the beloved Persis. Okay, who has worked hard in the Lord. Greet Rufus, chosen in the Lord. Also his mother who has been a mother to me as well, ano? And so, makikita po natin dito. Si Trypanea at saka si Tryposa. Okay? Their names means dainty and delicate. Grabe, yan po yung pangalan niya. Trypanea and Tryposa. Dainty and delicate. They are of aristocratic origin. Ibig sabihin po, yayamanin po itong mga to. Okay, hindi po nila kailangan magtrabaho para mag-survive sila. And yet, they were working hard for the Lord. And Paul saw that and basically commended them. And so, makikita po natin dito that Paul, honoring each of these men and women, no matter what their status in life was, building them up, encouraging them for their work and service in the Lord, Paul recognizing these ordinary men and women, and he was generous in praise for them, even kahit sino po sila, no? I mean, he has just something good to say to all these people. And this is a group of people who work hard together for the Lord, and Paul honored each of them. And that would lead me to the question, kung isasama po kaya tayo ni Paul sa listahan, ano po kaya ang masasabi sa atin ni Paul? What would Paul tell us and describe us kapag sinama po niya tayo dito sa kanyang letter na to, no? And so I hope he would have something good to tell us. And really, that's what we want. We want an honoring culture, not only welcoming one another, but honoring one another. And really, I would like to honor our team to you. I would like to honor Chryso and Harold and Chris and all of our admin teams here. I mean, nung nag-pandemic, hindi naman po talaga tayo marunong mag-online, classes online, kids church online. I mean, with all the Zumba, marunong po sila, pero Zoom. All right, having services online in Facebook and in YouTube, but yet just the resiliency and being adaptable and working hard of these people. Now we are able to pull off services like this, classes like this, kids church, and even our youth service. And really, I would just like to commend all our team, our campus missionaries, our staff, okay, and together with all our pastors, really just for working hard to continually serve you, okay, through the preaching of the Word of God. And of course, all of our Victory Group leaders, diba? Lalo na yung mga hindi naman talaga nagsuzoom. Yung mga nahihirapang mag-connect, yung mga walang internet connection. Okay, hindi naman talaga sila marunong mag-video call. And yet, just because they're sold out to preach the gospel and help people grow in their walk with God, diba? Kahit nahihirapan, kahit nadi-disconnect, just continually honoring God and make disciples. And of course, to all our church community who are continually faithful in the Lord through their service and generosity, thank you so much. And really, hindi man po tayo na susulat, no, dito po sa listahan ni Paul, but I am convinced na hindi po tayo nakakalimutan ni Lord. Hebrews 6:10 says, God is not unjust, and He will not forget your work and the love you have shown Him as you have helped His people and to continually help them. And so as a church community, let us welcome one another, let us honor one another, and at the same time, let us warn one another. No? Romans 16:17 to 20 says, I appeal to you, brothers, to watch out for those who have caused division and create obstacles contrary to the doctrine that you have been taught. Avoid them, no? So ito daw po ang kailangan natin gawin. Okay, there will be people who would be divisive, no? Ang goal po nila is mag-propagate ng mga doctrine that is contrary to the Word of God, okay, that is not Christ-centered. And ang sinasabi po ni Paul dito, no? Hindi po siya nagpaligoy-ligoy kung anong dapat natin gawin sa mga taong ito. Though magaling po silang magsalita, okay, very charming, avoid them. Okay, we got to avoid these people. Huwag daw po natin silang pansinin. Okay, huwag bigyan ng panahon at attention. Why? Because what a divisive person hates the most is the lack of attention given to them. And so Paul warned the church, okay, that they have to watch out for these kinds of people who will try to divide the church. And we ought to warn one another to preserve the unity in the body of Christ. And so the question for us is, how is our spiritual foundation? How well are we founded in the Scriptures? You see, it is significant that although Romans is the most doctrinally deep letter in the New Testament, it was written to help common people, slaves. Okay? A lot of slaves right there, and yet Paul uses chapter 1 to chapter 11, okay, to just strengthen the foundations of the Roman church that was given to ordinary people. Slaves, freedmen, businesswomen, members of house churches. And I believe that even as we welcome one another, as we honor one another and warn one another, look for each other, we will be united. United with one another in Christ, united in our mission, okay, united in working hard to honor God and to make disciples. And Paul ended this book, and we are ending our study of the book of Romans today with this as well. You know, Romans 16:25 to 27. Now to him who is able to strengthen you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery that was kept secret for long ages, but has now been disclosed and through the prophetic writing has been made known to all nations, according to the command of the eternal God to bring about the obedience of faith To the only wise God be glory forevermore through Jesus Christ. Amen. And so with all the dangers and difficulties that the Romans and all the other churches, Paul commended them to God who is able to strengthen them through the gospel of Jesus Christ. And this speaks of Paul's confidence in the only God who can make all things possible. Okay, it was God who brought the two people, Jews and Gentiles, to become one people in the Lord, in Christ. And it is God who made them His children. And He is the only God who can give them the strength to obey His commands, but not only to obey His commands, but to preach the gospel to the nations of the world. If there's anything that the book of Romans explains from beginning to end, it is the greatness and the glory of this plan of God that Paul preached as a gospel, the good news. And Paul concludes this letter by praising God through the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so for our application, who is the Lord asking you today to welcome? To give warm hugs? To encourage, to honor. Would you do that today? Call somebody. Encourage someone. And let them know that you are for them. You are with them in this crisis. And if they are not yet believers, the most caring, the most welcoming, the most honoring we can do for them is to preach the good news of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ to them. The second thing I want to ask is, are you established in the Lord? Are you grounded in the scriptures? Are you connected in this church community? If not, probably you need to be a part of our victory groups. Okay, join our discipleship classes, be established in the faith, be established in the word and prayer, and be established in the church. And if somehow, probably, you know some people who are causing division, would you warn them? Or if you yourself, in one way or another, has been divisive in probably in some of your views and in probably in some of your doctrines, would you repent and come to the Lord and humble yourself so that we'll be able to preserve the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace in our church community. Amen. Let's just pray right now. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, thank you. Lord, that though Romans 16 has full of names, Lord, thank you that we could learn from this chapter that we ought to welcome one another in spite of our differences, in spite of our background, in spite of our gender, in spite of our social status, our economic status. Lord, I pray that we would be a people who would be welcoming. Lord, we would be a people, Lord, that instead of putting down other people and accusing them probably or reviling them, that we would be a people who would learn to honor one another. Just lifting each other up. That's encouraging and edifying one another. Lord, just like Paul, we would be a people who would learn to warn each one. Lord, kapag meron na kami mga bagay na sinasabi that is causing division or hindi maganda, that we would learn to warn one another and be accountable with one another. And if somehow we have caused division, probably strife with some of our brothers and sisters, Lord, would you help us to humble ourselves and be reconciled and be restored in our relationship with one another. Why? Because all of us, we are in the Lord. All of us, we are in Christ. And so would you help us to be that kind of church community who are united in you and who are united in our mission, Lord, to honor you and to make disciples. Thank you, God. One last group of people I want to pray for. If you're here and you haven't surrendered your life to the Lord, You see, the only way for us to be united with others is first for us to be united with Christ. And so would you humble yourself today and say, Lord, I want to start a fresh relationship with you. I want to know you, Jesus. I want to be united with you. I want to be in Christ. I want to be in the Lord. Would you repent of your sins and trust God that the Lord would save you and put you in a church community, put you in the family of God? If you're one of those people, would you just please pray this prayer after me and say, Lord Jesus, Lord, I have been running away from you, but today, Lord, I want to go back. I want to be restored. I want to be united with Christ. And so I am humbling myself. I am repenting of all my sin. And I'm making you, Jesus, be the Lord, be the Master, be the Savior of my life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. If you pray that prayer, please let us know. Okay, you can comment on the comment section and say, I pray that prayer. I want to be connected. I want to grow in my walk with God. Amen. And as we end this service, let me just speak a blessing to you. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face shine upon you. May the Lord look with favor towards you and grant you peace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. See you next week for our new series.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were encouraged by the message. For more podcasts and updates, visit victory.org.ph or download the Victory app. You may also give through our website and share your prayer requests and answered prayers with us there.